Hey there, I'm Beverly Sartain, and this is the Holistic Coach Legacy Podcast, where you get support in being an impactful and confident coach. In today's episode, you will be hearing session 4 of 6 around the 8 dimensions of wellness. We have been recording these sessions with Katrina Hunt and are deeply grateful to her for allowing us to share these recordings with you. Please check out her information and contact her if you'd like via our show notes. I hope you enjoy. Thanks for being here. Trina, welcome back. Good to see you, dear.
Too, Bev. Thank you.
All right. We had agreed to check in and see if you needed any grounding, centering. What do you think?
I think so. I think today I could use some type of centering. The kids kind of just exited for time, and I'm kind of like, in all of the, I guess, emotions a little bit. So I probably need to like center myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you like to do that on your own for a few moments, or would you like me to support you with that?
Whatever, I think, idea that you have that you feel is best.
Okay. So let's just take a moment to settle into our body, settle into our breaths. If you feel comfortable and safe enough to close your eyes, feel free to do so. If not, just follow your own inner knowing. Bringing your awareness to your heart center. Perhaps even putting your hand on your heart if that feels comfortable to you. Just noticing your heart for a moment here. Getting curious about what the heart needs from you in this moment. Offering the heart some care, some attention, simply by noticing it. And by offering it some breath, so breathing through the heart center. Allowing yourself to feel compassion. Allowing yourself to feel self-love. And allowing your heart to be open enough today to receive what needs to be received. Knowing that you can always come back to your heart center by simply placing your hand on your heart throughout our coaching session, if need be, as a way to honor and take care of yourself. Taking a few more breaths here. And when you're ready, slowly making your way back into our space together and letting me know when you're ready to start.
All right. I'm ready.
Okay. So, is there anything that needs to be shared or expressed? Or are we ready to begin our coaching conversation today?
Really good. I enjoyed that moment of centering, and I do feel just more focused and calm. Excuse my allergy voice. Oh my gosh. I have tea today, so hopefully that'll help.
Great. I have tea too. So.
My positivity tea.
Good.
Yeah.
What does that do for you?
You know what? People say, oh, it's in your mind when you drink that kind of stuff, or I've heard different stories throughout the years. And I probably way long ago used to be that type of person, like maybe judgy or like just a little skeptical. Like, what are y'all talking about with this? And to me, it works, like the herbal teas. The positivity one, and that's probably not the full name, I forget. It's like an orange type of flavor, and it's good. But for me, it'll pick me up. Like it shifts my mood. I've noticed that. And it's like a great start to the day. Like when I use it for a work day on some days where I'm like, I need a pick me up. I can kind of feel this. I'll make that tea and have it on the way to work. And I'm in a different mood by the time I get there. But it's the same. I mean, it's like when you think of green tea or chamomile tea, and they have what they do. To me, those work too for whatever they're designed to do. But yeah, for me, that's a mood shifter, I guess, you know, if that's a way to put it. And so after, you know, having that moment of sending the kids on their way, I was like, and sometimes I'll drink coffee. I can be a coffee person sometimes, but not a whole lot. But I was like, I need a tea. And I started looking at my teas, and I was like, this one sounds good for my day. So that's how I'm kind of getting it going.
Yeah. Acknowledging you for taking care of yourself in this way. And yeah, sometimes it's those little things that we do to honor ourselves. So I hear that in this. So thank you. All right. So we have been talking about environment and the emotional dimensions, and we had still agreed to work on occupational and financial dimensions. So for our call today, where would you like to be?
We could move into the occupational, I think. That's a really good one, because I feel like the past good, well, what is it? At least 3 weeks now, and even recently, my focus has turned towards that in ways that I'm taking steps to do things about it or to research things. We can totally talk about it though, because I feel like, not that I'm reaching dead ends, it's just kind of like, you know how sometimes when you feel like you haven't heard back, like you're putting all this out. And I am. I'm like, oh, I'll come up on something that speaks to me. And oftentimes it's something, and this is to be like in addition to what I currently do, because I love what I do. Like what I do, I'm passionate about it. And it's where I'm at in the season and all of that. However, I am looking to like have some supplemental, you know, adding to, whether it's even in the form of part-time income in that way. That's where my mind's at. And it's just, it's that way based off of kind of my life and the busy, like I have to weigh out, okay, full-time I'm doing this, and then single parenting life. And like, and it really is all on me. Because there's not the co-parenting piece that's active in that way yet, like active in the way that it should flow. I'm hopeful that will, I'm still full of hope about that. So I won't like feel, have a sorry, sad moment. Like my life, it's not like that. It's just, it is what it is right now. And so because it's that way, then I have to, when it comes to an additional source of income, I have to plan in a certain way and look at, oh, what type of work is this? So the coaching piece, you know, got, you know, the certification through your amazing program. And I've taken steps, but life hasn't gone at all in the way that I've planned. So then what I've done is I didn't stop, and I'm thankful. I think I talked to you, Bev, like early in the fall, this past fall. And I remember having a great talk. We probably had a few talks in the fall on different occasions. And I remember what I kept hearing too after I would finish my time with you, like kind of just, you know, don't stop, but keep thinking about whatever and allow yourself to be in these moments that you're having. But like you're a person that encouraged that, oh, don't stop, or just people that know me and that know my life situation. That's what I would always hear, like the, oh, don't throw in that towel. Like, don't like, you know, freeze and feel defeated. And I'm thankful I kept a positive mindset about this isn't what I thought. I can't even focus on this in the way that I want to, but I know it's still that desire of mine. And so I did have moments to where, okay, I could work with, you know, clients in that way with, in addition to all that I had going on. So it was just what I needed for my season and enough for me and all of that. So as I'm moving, still moving, and seasons change and things shift and as they are, it's like lately, not even lately, it's coming on stronger lately, but it's been happening this spring. My mind is thinking, okay, opening myself up to just a new outlook about what I had in mind. You know, like you can have something in mind and think, oh, this is what it's all about, right? It's just, it's about, I love, you know, children and teens, which I do and forever will. However, it's like I've had to lately shift my brain to also say, but you know what? I work with parents a lot. And have for almost like two decades now. And I'm great with parents, and I even the tough ones, I still know how to kind of get in there with you. And so opening myself up to like just being on the lookout for those opportunities. And I, you know, again, saw what I saw, found what I found lately. And it's, I love how it happens for me. I try to go the way that I, when I'm approaching big life situations or decisions, I take time to really see if it connects and speaks to who I am, what I believe, values, philosophies, all those things. And if I feel like, okay, this might be a match, that might be something I pursue, like as far as reaching out to see if there's some networking opportunity or whatever their need is. They're saying, hey, we may need this parent coach or this or that. So Bev, I've been kind of approaching it in that way. Like that's kind of where that occupational piece is for me, like being open to the additional things that speak to me, maybe on a part-time basis right now. And then seeing how, really it's like the waiting game too, of like, oh, we'll see, you know, right now it's kind of like that, because I guess that's the room that I have for whatever right now. I don't think it'll always be like that. It'll eventually turn into hopefully something else. The neat part is about this piece of like where my mind's at as far as, you know, occupation and where am I going with this, and how do I, you know, tap into my gifts and talents in this way? I haven't stopped the networking piece when someone connects with me, or, you know, there's somebody reaching out or I'm reaching out. And then I'm in the, I feel like I'm just in a waiting zone sometimes. That's where I'm at. Mm-hmm. But pursuing, so that's exciting. Mm-hmm.
So what could we focus in on today that would be meaningful for you, since you've already been doing some legwork around this?
We can focus on maybe additional ways to approach the occupational piece. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe some things that I haven't thought of or considered.
Mm-hmm. I've got this exercise that is about head, heart, gut. Head, heart, gut. So it's kind of going to different parts of yourself and seeing what's there around the occupational. That could be one way that we approach this, or might you have a different idea that would be fitting for you?
Gotta try. That sounds interesting to me. I've never heard of that.
Yeah. You already started to say my head has been thinking about it this way, or my mind. So, you know, going back to that place of your head, what does your head say about the occupational dimension?
Well, my head sometimes is saying, all right, you're needing this amount of money. Right? Oh, in it, just overall.
Yeah.
So that means, you know, in your field of work, let's see what else is out there, maybe on a different level. So sometimes it'll say that, right? And I've done that. Like, I honestly, this spring kind of reached out, kind of had a moment, had some little crucial conversations with my boss. And you know, just people on the higher level that would need to know what I'm doing, like just more about what's happening in my life or what's going on and where my head's at and why. And found some support in that. Here's the thing, took the step, applied, did all the stuff you're supposed to do, felt good, you know, then didn't get it, right? The opportunity at all. However, I believe in those situations. I always believe if that door didn't open for me, it wasn't for me to go through it. And it was for who received that job. And I was able to write back to the executive director person and say, hey, I wish y'all well with who you chose and, you know, all these things. So I looked at that. That caused me, this was a couple of months back, took a step back. And also, like, I start to question, because my past at least 8 years have been a lot of like movement. And it's also been, you know, connected to trying to keep us together as a family and you know, often tied to jobs on the other, you know, person's end and me kind of like surrendering to, this is how we're going to keep us together. So I drop stuff like a hot potato and I keep going, you know, to make us, we're going to stay together. So part of me has noticed this about myself. I have now been conditioned to a lot of movement, right? I have to acknowledge and say, you normally aren't like as a person, me at the end of the day, I can be very like cozy and stable and, don't get me wrong, I enjoy adventure, there's that, but I think there are times and seasons, so I'm very sensitive to that. Is it the right season? Is it the right time? Before I just like, I'm just hopping because this seems like a good hop. I'm very, very careful with that type of thing. So I've had to lately, after that happened a few months ago, instead of like being defeated, now, of course, I was like, bummer and whatever, but I had to really talk to myself and take time to ask myself, like, what are you doing? Why? What's the why behind it? And I'm saying, oh, the why is because of this now. Look at my life. This is what I need to be doing. And this is why. Hello. There's a lot on me. And I have these, you know, sweet peas to care for and all these things to keep up with, right? There's a lot of new pressure. So that's the why, of course. But then I had to say, is that what you need to be doing? I had to ask myself that. Is that? Once I thought about it, I was kind of like, maybe this isn't even like what I need to be doing. It's not the season. Like, stay. Sometimes, what's the word of the sweet older nurse years ago? And matter of fact, she's somebody I still keep up with. I need to give her a call. That's funny. But sweet lady, she used to encourage me. Bloom, grow where you're planted. Bloom where you're planted. Something. She'd always have the saying. And I finally understood it, of course, years down the road and all this stuff, but I still like that and believe that. And that is what I'm doing in the season. Like, that is a part of what is happening in my whole life, is to these roots that need to be planted, the stability that needs to be, right? So even that in my work, but the shift has happened with, but you can do some additional things, right? You've already been doing that. You started that like April, like almost a year ago, the additional things on the side. That kind of flows and works. So what about more of that? So then my brain paused from like feeling like, oh, that's right. Cause that's what I've done 8 years almost. It was either every year that kind of change was happening or every 2 years, right? So that's kind of how life has been. And it feels good to give myself grace in that way, to say, you don't have to do, like, you don't have to think like that. You don't have to get ready for another, here we go. You don't have to, you don't really need to, do you? And then I'm like, oh, I guess I don't. How can I be creative with the gifts and talents that are here and what I've been doing and worked hard, you know, on earning this certification? And what can you do with that, right? How do you start to incorporate that better? And so that's been my new mindset more and more, I'd say, for the past month and a half. I've really been like digging into that. And hence the way that I've approached it is kind of like, oh, I'm looking at certain companies or whatever, and what's speaking to me about how, yeah, this is how I serve and what I do and love, looking at it like that and kind of approaching things like that, because it's kind of just where my life is at. Until something else, you know, maybe something else comes up for me about it, and I'll have the capacity to do more. What I've had to acknowledge, Bev, about my season is the me that I normally am. Like, talk about, what do they say? Full cylinders, all cylinders, woo, all full steam ahead. Typically that's me. Like, everything's check, and it's rowing and shaking and it's going and it's great. The new me is like, oh, I have to acknowledge, sometimes I'm all over the place in this world, and I'm juggling. That's how I feel. Like, sometimes it's a juggling act. That's different. And so how I would normally be able to like bust my butt to like do some things on a different level, well, right now I have to acknowledge that's not the season for me. Mm-hmm. And it's okay for me to say that versus like I'm beating myself up, upset, trying to force something that I can't even, there's the capacity level and what I have, it's right here, right now, not way up there. So it's okay to just own that and sit in it. But here's what I can do. Like, know that it's kind of like how I work with the kids, and you do say things like that once they're like super negative and whatever, then you'll turn it around sometimes with, well, but let's talk about what you can do or how you can look at that, or, you know? And so that's how I've worked myself out of the this heavy pursuit of the dollar signs and the title that go with it, because, ooh, that's the money that, well, how about, but it's not about you moving on to stop all this moving. Look at what's in front of you and around you. And what do you do with that? That's
what's important about that shift, Trina.
What's that?
What's important about that shift in perspective?
That's such a good question. What's important? What's important from that whole shift is, I'll tell you what it did. When I shifted, my think tank started to look at it in a different way so that I could find other answers, you know, and feel good about the path that I'm on with that different outlook, that shift that happened. It's like, now I'm like, there's a peace, there's a calm, I can feel this. This mm-hmm. feels good to me. This feels like I'm on the right track on, you know, the supplemental thing that needs to happen in my life. And it's still there now, no open doors yet, knocking and all of whatever I'm doing. But eventually I do believe it's gonna line up. And I just believe it, Bev. I can't, just because you're knocking in, it's a no for all these reasons, or it's, whoop, we didn't even answer. It's like, I mean, how many times do we hear about people saying, I was trying XYZ, even famous people. I did it however many times and flopped and whatever. And then one great day, busted wide open, you know, and here's the sunshine and all the, you know, angels and whatever singing, right? And it happened for me. So I get encouraged by those kinds of stories, because I'm like, if people have those kinds of stories, and there are many people that do, and they're shining brightly now, it's going to happen. I just don't know when and where and through who, you know, but I'm like, it's going to.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you for that. You keep tapping your heart center as you're talking. So just to acknowledge that. And also, like, dropping from that head to the heart now and checking in with the heart. Like, what does the heart have to say about the occupational level?
That I am on the right track. I'm headed in the right direction. There's greatness that awaits for what will happen. And you know, it's like the sparks. It's kind of like, that's how I feel. Like, I'm on that train track. And then, you know, you keep going, and there's those sparks that are, as you're going, and they're lighting the track. That's what's happening. So the sparks are going, and then eventually it's like, boom, the destination, like, it's about to happen. And then you walk, and for some reason, the sound of music is coming to my visual, like the green pastures and all the singing and dancing around. Like, I don't know why that came with that whole train ride. So that's what I see. It's like, I love nature anyway, so that's probably what it is. Mm-hmm. But like, wide open spaces and wide open doors. Like, that's what my heart is feeling and saying about what my head, how my head has come this far. Now my heart's like, what's connected to it all for you, and what happens next is this joy, this peace, the answers, right? Because I'm searching. So then all of that gets to like just spring forth. And that's exciting. And I'm holding on to it. Like, I promise you, matter of fact, I even brought this to sit near me today. I purchased these, I guess they're like mind, body, soul, I guess you could call them affirmation cards. There was this one company, and I was trying to support them. And this was a few years ago. And every once in a while, I'll pick, well, because I like cards, you know, I think you know I like cards. So, but with this particular deck, I'll shuffle through sometimes when my heart just speaks to me about whatever, and I'll pick them up and I'll just kind of shift through and select whatever, and I'll leave it out, look at it, and try to process what that means. And I'll hold on to it. And sometimes it'll stay for however long. And sometimes, you know, I'll move on, right? It was for whatever moment. I'll tell you which one has not moved for me. And babe, it's been, I've lost count on how long it's this particular card has sat here. But it's kind of where I'm stuck at. Like, I haven't, nothing has told me to, like, oh, you know, it's time for a shift and a different look. But so they all have like different titles or themes. So this one, oh, you can't see. I guess it's blurry. Oh, it's, yeah, it's too blurry. But it says abundance, right? And it has, you know, like all this money falling down. And kind of like in the shape of a, like a horseshoe or something. But so it says abundance. And it says, I attract and maintain opportunities that will be financially successful. And I looked at that this morning before our call. Every once in a while, like, my eyes will go back to it. It's like on one of my dressers. I just keep the deck there. And every now and again, something moves on me to just take another look at it and read it again. And I really feel like I'm moving. That's where I'm moving towards. Like, I'm headed towards that. I just can't stop not believing it. So.
Thank you for sharing that with me. It's a beautiful affirmation. It feels very aligned with what we're talking about today. And so when you kind of move down from your heart into your gut, or if you connect more with just your intuition, what does your gut or your intuition say about the occupational dimension?
There's a part of me that I've really had to work on moving fear out of the way in this season. I've had many unexpected things happen, especially financially. And so that can sometimes like shake you in a way, especially like if you had kids, you had the pet, the family pet, you had some days, depending on if it was the big shakeup, whatever, you know, that went down and caught you off guard, you can almost want to freeze and just panic, like surrender to panic. And what I've had to work hard on in this season is, instead of surrendering to the panic and the fear and worry, really a fear, right? Because more than it's even worry, it's fear, like this fear of like, what are you gonna do? Or what's about to happen now? You've never been in such a state, like the stuff that you're thinking in your head. And so my gut these days, and what I know through the process, is like, we're gonna be okay. And I tell the kids that, like, some days we'll all sense whatever we sense about the day, and I'll just say, hey guys, we'll get in for a big group hug, we're gonna be okay. Mm-hmm. We're gonna be okay. And they'll say it too. And they'll, like, you know, it creates this, and they're believing it too. And not only that, we're watching that and walking in it. As we've done this for almost a year, really, really, there's a lot that, yeah, it's been a year. And then the divorce process is, you know, coming up on that too, same amount of time almost. But that we're going to be okay when it hits us. We are, like, we still are each step that we take. So more than it's about fear sitting on me and staying within my heart and head and making me feel like nothing's going to come of my goals and dreams and things that are in me and have been in me for even way beyond what I could think. Like, what I'm doing right now, Bev, especially tapping into the coaching world, this has been who I am long before whatever I'm going through right now. Like, I found some old stuff, you know, when you're cleaning. I found these old motivational notes I used to write and send out to people through mass email at work. And I was like, this was like 2005, whatever. Looked at that. I said, why do I still have this stuff? But it was good too. Then I read it. I was like, oh, because this was good stuff. That's why I was sending it out, because it was uplifting and encouraging. And that is who I've always been. So even with this, like the head, the heart, and this whole exercise, my gut has moved into, and you're gonna be fine. Like, even though I don't see it, and it doesn't make sense financially either. It does not. And I also have to say, you're not gonna always be here. That's been another thing I'll tell myself. You're not gonna always be here. You're not. You're not gonna always be in this space. You're not. You're in the going through. You're gonna look up, and this will be something you talk about, maybe even laugh about, but you're gonna get to go beyond this. And I look at lists that I've made years and years ago. I would sometimes make these vision lists, or they'd say goals and dreams. That's what I would always title them. Some of that stuff it's come to pass. I was looking at it and I was like, oh, I did do that, or I did whatever. There's some stuff on that list that I still desire to do. And I'm like, it's going to happen some kind of way. I don't know, but it will. So if all that makes sense, that's where my gut's at. It's like, it's full of positivity and forward movement. That's what I call it.
I hear that positivity. So what are you learning about yourself through this head, heart, gut exercise?
That's so good. That I'm more okay than I'm not. You know, I think I just, like, after saying all this to you, I'm like, we're not that bad. You know, this this has been a bad situation, and it has been it's been a lot of things, but I'm like, you know, it's not that bad.
What I hear is, like, your essence is good. And no matter what's happening outside of you, we're going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. So I just want to acknowledge, like, that strength and resilience that you have inside of yourself that you keep coming back to and remembering, so that then you can deal with whatever's going on outside of you. How do you receive that?
Really well. Like, that, it feels good. If that acknowledgement feels really good. It's like just somebody, you know, kind of giving you that pat on the back, and letting you know, hey, you're on the right track, you're in the right space, and, you know, keep thinking in that way and keep moving forward in that way. My dad often reminds me, sometimes I love his reminders, and they're so random, but on time. And he'll always remind me about who I've always been. He'll say that. He'll have these deep moments with me. And he'll just say, Trina, you know, you've always been, even before this, okay, right? You've always been okay. You've always known what you're doing, where you're going. what you're trying to accomplish, and you've done those things, right? Mm-hmm. So he's like, even in this, all you're doing is in many ways, you're being who you've always been. In a way, you're kind of even going back to some of that. You're getting in tune with who you've always been, what you've always desired. He's like, you've always had a list, which is true. It was so true. I was like, ah. He said, ooh, since you were like, you just keep those lists. And I do. I was laughing because I was like, that's just how I function. Yeah. And he said, you have those lists and you have your, where you're headed and your check-in. And you're, he said, you're going to be fine. This is you. You're still you, you know?
Beautiful.
And that felt good to hear too. I was like, yeah, I am. And it feels good to kind of just get in tune with that, be in tune with it again, because I really haven't been in tune with it. Mm-hmm. I've been in tune with everybody else sometimes, like, you know, just really having to like acknowledge and own hard truths about myself that have been unhealthy. Like Bev, I'm reading a book right now. Oh, it is so good. Humble the Poet. And it's like, it's how to be loved. And then in parentheses, it's the D, like how to be loved. And then you can see how to be loved. You know, that book, get it if you don't have it. I'm sure there are many books that are similar out there because I've kind of read similar things, but it's just, he has, oh, I don't know why I have things ringing. Sorry. He has a way of, oh, it's like a conversation. I think that's what I like about it. Mm-hmm. And basically, me having to look at Trina, like sometimes you know how to be the best friend to everybody else, but can you turn that on yourself? Can you turn that towards yourself? Like, you know what kind of best friends you are to people and have been for years. The way you pour, like, I just, it's a natural thing. I can't help it. It's, I feel like I truly made like that. I just, it comes out of me to be that way. But me having to also sit back and say, sometimes that's not really healthy if you aren't doing well in that way for yourself. Mm-hmm. You're just so busy pouring and doing this and that, that in this season, I really have had to, and it's been good for me, practice and what I preach, like what I tell, having to do it for me has been, I think it's been life-changing. I don't think I'm going to go back to it. I'll even find myself if I'm going there, like, okay, reel it back. You're doing too much or this or that or whatever. I'll have to pause and just say, guess what? It's okay. I'll tell you a good example. Usually I love to give gifts to people at work. I just do that. If I know your favorite drink or whatever it is, right? Or once I learn more about you, so here I am giving you whatever. And I love to just love on people like that and encourage them. They get a little note because that's just me. How about this year has been a different kind of year, and I haven't been able to do that as much as I normally do, or even close out the year with a big bang and everybody, even my kids' teachers, oh, you're getting your summer gift, like whatever you do, like, because I'm an educator and they all need love and whatever I believe about it. But having to be like this year, I looked at myself and I said, it's okay you didn't do that to send everybody on their way for summer. They're going to be okay and still have a great summer, just even without a gift or a note from you.
And if you were going to give yourself a note, Trina, what would it say?
Oh my gosh, this is so good. Yes. You're going to make me want to write this down. Oh my goodness, note to self. Let me see.
Right, exactly.
That's note what I'm going to call it, note to self. I would say you have been, doing an amazing job. Your, I call them kiddos, which is the, you know, not the proper term, but that's my pet name for them. Your kiddos, see your value and love you dearly.
What do you see?
I see my value.
Mm-hmm.
I do. And I see, you know, my love for them and my love even more for myself lately. That self-compassion and love has turned up several notches within the past year. It has, and I needed it to. I love talking about those things with people, and then I just had to take all of it for myself. And it's been a good year of that, pouring into myself in the way that I need to, and tending to my kiddos in the way that they need through this. That's been good. Like, I haven't had a whole lot of room to do a whole lot else. Like, that didn't make a whole lot of sense, but like a whole bunch of other things that I usually am able to do, have the capacity and room to do. It's been neat to be in a season of you're caring for yourself well, you're caring for your children well. These are the things that your focus needs to be on, and that's okay.
It's enough.
Yeah.
So what's your big takeaway here in terms of the occupational level?
I think, you know, keep at it. Like, keep at, you know, recognizing when something's speaking to me, to reach out and do the networking, the applying, seeing what happens. You know, that's what I'm taking away today, is I'm encouraged to keep at it and keep my eyes open and ears open.
What does keep at it mean? Piece.
Say that again.
What does keep at it mean?
Like, you know, researching, because, you know, there's some of that that has to, researching companies. How about my own company, working at trying to figure out how to do better at that business side, you know, for myself. So networking, meaning like connecting with, matter of fact, I have a meeting coming up next week, and it's kind of like a business meeting. It's catching up to in a friendly kind of way, but it's a business meeting. So staying in tune with people who are savvy and doing their own business work helps me to kind of, I think, learn more, and like it's pushing me in certain types of ways. I think I foresee, we're talking occupation. I foresee some changes, because I think that you start out with one mindset and then things happen. And so I do see like a shifting the business side, business wise, and getting there, it's just a matter of getting there. So I think that'll come together how it should. But yeah, keep at it just means, you know, keep moving with the process.
Mm-hmm. And is there a specific part of the process that you would like to see from yourself?
Landing, for me right now, truth be told and being fully honest, I would like to take on something in the form of part-time coaching work. And I'm deeply interested in the job I applied for with, it's like parent coaching. Mm-hmm. And it deals with all of the areas that I'm skilled at, like my skill set, pre-K through 12, and it's assisting those parents, whether it's with like their child, you know, they're having behavior issues. This is stuff I've done for years and I love it. I love it. I give this information out naturally, right? But so that has piqued my interest in trying to maybe do something around that, like trying to figure out how to, you know, make that work too.
Yeah. Like, I mean, what if you coached, found one parent to coach? What would that do for you?
Be the start of something.
Could be. All right. Anything like else? It. Action planning, accountability that you would like to see from yourself before we close out?
You know, maybe action for me around this could be, I think I'm there's a part of me that's like, I do love to research. Like I'm the person that loves family history research. So I think there's a natural like researching, mm-hmm. digging, that's me. So I really would maybe like to research businesses already doing this.
Doing what?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then see what I can learn from that. Mm-hmm. And then maybe go from there.
Great.
Yeah.
When you say this out loud, how does it feel for you?
Good. I'm smiling real big. I can feel my smile. As I'm writing this note down, I'm like, yeah.
Does this feel doable to you? All right. I'm sorry?
I said, let me get my research on.
Yeah. and I hear you like the research. So it sounds like it's something that you will follow through on. What does it give you to research?
Information, which I just love learning. Like I love learning. I think I'm a lifelong learner, I guess you could say. But it also like, I think opens up my mind and exposes me to things maybe that I didn't know, or allows me to see this is doable, or, you know, look at the people doing it. So there's like an encouragement piece that it gives me to see that. And I guess, you know, we could go from there with like that piece of it. And, you know, there's somebody that reached out to me on LinkedIn and sometimes, well, I have my own, I think, leeriness sometimes about people and what, and like, I can be that person. But like, I looked at who they were and whatever, and there's a lot in common, like, as far as the educational side of things. And they do like district work and have done it for like 30 something plus years. And I was like, and so I reached out to try to just connect and just say, hey, you have a lot in common with what I believe and value. And, oh my goodness, I would love to connect and just see if there's a way we can support each other, or, you know, just to even gain more knowledge about like, what have you been doing or what is this?
Great.
We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, bottom line, I just acknowledge all the wonderful steps that you've been taking in this dimension already. I can feel your heart open to what's next. And no matter what, you're going to be okay. So that's good to know.
Right? Yes, it is. It is.
Anything else that you want to say or share before we close out?
Thank you for our time. Each time we get together, and it's always great.
It is always great. Thank you for your openness. I greatly appreciate it. All right. Is this a good place to stop?
It is. Yeah.
All right. We'll do so. If there's only one thing to take away from today's episode, it's that you can partner up with a client and introduce an exercise, in this case, head, heart, gut, to see how it might be used in service to insights and the agreement. Thanks again for listening. Talk to you next time. And remember that you can be purposeful and prosperous when sharing a loving legacy with the world. Many blessings to you.